And you want to make your horse go faster, you use your
whip.
What about if you had an oxen, a team of oxen? You want to make them go faster, you use a...
Oh, what'd they call that, a goad?
Goad? Oh, we're going lickety-brindle here.
All right. I don't know why I'm doing answering. I did.
You're doing very well. You're sharp. Getting the answers quick. And you go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. The man will put it in a...
container.
Or probably put your groceries in a...
Well,
made out of paper, probably.
Well, I'd say a paper bag. I guess there'd be another name for it.
Well, you said a while ago you put the garbage in a...
Well, in them paper bags that they put them in. That's what the...
Sack.
Sack? Is that what you want me to say?
Well, no, I don't know. I did say sack a while ago. Suppose you bought 50 pounds of flour and it happened to be in a cloth. It would be in a cloth...
bag.
And suppose you buy 100 pounds of potatoes in a container made out of some different kind of cloth. What do you call that stuff?
Well, that's generally in burlap bag. Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. You ever call burlap anything else?
No.
Okay. Don't use the word gunny sack.
Well, I've heard it.
But
yeah.
You don't use it.
No, I don't use it too much.
Okay, cider, if you bought a great big, you buy it in a big wooden...
barrel?
And if you had about this much wood, you say, I have a...
armful of wood.
And do you ever call that a turn of wood?
No. No,
I've
never heard
of it.
How
about, you're going along with a load on your wagon, but it's not a full load, it's just a...
jag?
Exactly what I was after. Woman hangs out the clothes after she does washing. She takes them outside and carries them out in a...
hamper?
Or a, in other words...
in a clothes basket, you might say.
And they might buy a small barrel is called a...
keg.
And musical instruments you play like that...
the harp. Well, now that could be a... something called a mouth organ. Different kinds of harps, too.
All right, the one that you pluck and go like this is a...
that's a Jew's harp.
And the one that you blow into is a...
well, it's a harmonica, is what that's really the name, I guess, isn't it?
Do you ever call it a French harp?
Well, yes, it could be.
That's what you always call it.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
French harp?
So, you know, you just don't think quick enough.
Well, you think very quick. Harp, French harp. We would never call it that. That's a different part of the country. They call it something else.
Yeah.
Mouth organ, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, the things that go around the barrel, metal things that go all the way around.
Hook.
And you have a bottle, and you don't want the liquid to come out, you put a...
well, a cork. Stopper, I guess.
Is that the same thing?
Well, I don't know.
No,
could you?
But they're not.
The cork and stopper's not the same thing, huh?
No, because the cork is cork.
Stopper might be made out of...
glass or anything.
I think we all learned something today.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to hit a nail and drive a nail in the board, you hit it with a...
hammer.
Interviewed a woman one time and told me she'd hit it with a shoe.
Maybe she did.
Probably does.